Money Radio, thank you for joining us, and it's a pleasure now to welcome Anthony Davenport. He has a credit management firm located in New York, and he is also the author of a new book, Your Score, An Insider's Secrets to Understanding, Controlling, and Protecting Your Credit Score. Your Score by Anthony Davenport. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sinclair, thanks for having me.
And let me start by saying that I've seen a lot of these books and, frankly, pamphlets sometimes that deal with credit scores. And you've put together a really solid book that explains it without being overly dense and actually gives you some practical information and a lot of stuff that, quite frankly, I didn't even know. And I've been doing this a long, long time. So congratulations on that. But then your background is in this. You were once part of the dark side.
Yeah, everyone does mention that I was a banker for about 10 years. I worked at Bank of America, Wells Fargo, other places like that. And now I'm atoning for my sins. So now I help consumers understand the whole system that they were just being shoved into and taken advantage of. And I say, hey, this is how the game is played. This is how to get the best deals and whatnot and save hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your life on everything.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your life. And that sounds like a bold statement, almost hyperbole, but it really is true for many people.
Yeah, most people don't know that their credit scores are being sliced and diced to determine most aspects of their life. So, you know, you could figure out that your mortgage and your car loan, and your credit cards are going to come down to your credit score. But now it's even being used for auto insurance, home insurance rates. And people assume, well, I make good money, I pay my bills on time, so my credit must be good. But 65% of what makes up your FICO score has nothing to do with whether you pay your bills on time. So we actually did the math and figured out that if you have just the average American has a credit score of about a 700. If you have average credit, you're paying several hundred thousands of dollars over the course of your lifetime more than someone who has an A-plus credit score and profile.
This is a bit surprising because I think most people would imagine that if they're just paying their bills and keeping up with their bills and not late and delinquent, they should have a good credit score. But you say it's about half?
It's whether you pay your bills on time is 35% of your FICO score. The other 65 has nothing to do with that.
Okay, what actually goes into the credit scores?
So the second biggest chunk is what catches most people, especially those that make good money and they pay their bills on time, they pay them every month. 30% of your FICO score comes down to your credit card utilization. So your credit cards, department store cards, things like that. The balance that's reporting to the credit bureaus, and it's per card. So keep in mind that one thing that's not on your FICO score or not taken into consideration is your income or your assets. So you can make millions of dollars a year and you have a $500 credit card with Macy's or your gas company. If that is reporting near the maximum, your credit score is taking a massive hit, almost as if you missed a payment on something else. And another thing to keep in mind is that the credit bureaus are not updating the balances with your credit cards on a daily basis like you think. They typically only do it every 30 to 45 days. So that's why even if you pay off your balance in full each month, you could still get caught into this kind of trap where they will report the balance on a day where it's a little bit higher, and it drastically impacts your FICO score, and then you pay more money for everything.
It sounds as if the system is kind of rigged against the average person.
I've explained it correctly then, yes. See, that's why I said I'm atoning for my sins, because now I'm saying to people, you know how this whole system works? Like, they don't want you to know these rules. They really don't. And, you know, to even prove my point, the credit scores and credit reports that you can get as a consumer are absolutely, totally, and completely bogus. And it kind of got lost in the fray last year with the whole Equifax hack.
Mm-hmm.
But each of the three credit bureaus paid fines of $25 million last year because they were falsely advertising that the credit reports that they are giving consumers are the same as lending institutions to make a decision about you. It's not true. So in fact, when I wrote the book, I wanted to include a sample of what an actual credit report looks like, the same one the banks use.
Mm-hmm.
And the bureaus had a fit. And they said, we don't want you to do that. So what did I do? I told my publisher, let's do it anyhow.
There are a lot of things that the credit reporting agencies don't want consumers to know. And there are many things that, back when you were working as a loan officer, you were not able to tell consumers.
No, in fact, most banks will tell their lending officers that if they figured out how credit works, they are forbidden from being able to coach or advise you on how it works to improve your score, because they can make more money off of you otherwise. And, I mean, almost to a bank, they've now implemented these procedures to say you cannot coach or advise people on how to work their credit score. And if you pull a copy of the credit report, we are going to use that for pricing for 90 days. So in case they, let's say they buy my book, they learn how to get their credit as perfect as possible before doing a loan application, they're going to say, nope, if we've already pulled the report, you can't improve your credit score in that time period. We're going to be using this one, and that's that.
Huh. This is really rather remarkable. And I think a lot of folks started to become a little bit more aware of the credit situation in the past year with the Equifax hack. They started to realize, oh, yeah, these credit reporting agencies, they're collecting a ton of information on me, and I don't really know what's there.
And how to correct it, how to update it, how to even view it. I mean, the credit bureaus collect a lot more than your name, address, social, and date of birth. They collect your employment information. They collect your salary information. You know, it's we're becoming such a data-driven society to determine everything that we do that lending institutions are the same way. And, you know, I read a great article in Wired magazine recently about how the whole Chinese system works, where they're starting to collect social credit scores. They're starting to say whether or not you're a good neighbor or whether you you obey the party well enough. And those things are, you know, we're not going quite that far, but trust me, lending institutions are collecting a lot of data through the credit bureaus to determine who you're likely to vote for, where you're likely to move to, and you know, if you're a criminal, they even have scores to determine your likelihood of going back to prison and how long they should sentence you for.
Incredible. Now, what really makes it even more scary is that a lot of the information that they are collecting is completely inaccurate. What happens if you do, and not many people do, surprisingly not that many, go in and check their credit reports and go anywhere beyond, and if they do, they rarely go anywhere beyond the basic score itself. They don't dig into the report to figure out, okay, what's wrong? Why isn't my report higher? But if there's inaccuracy,
they're looking at those phony reports anyhow.
Yeah, they're looking at phony reports, and they're saying, I would like a higher score. I think maybe something is wrong here. What can they do to fix it?
Yeah, so we cover a chapter in the book about gaming the system, and it's basically how to correct this data. Because unfortunately, I have bad news for you. When you have an issue on your credit report, you could write the best letter in the world. You can send it off in a great gold-covered envelope. But there is no Easter Bunny. there is no Santa Claus, and there's no one that's actually going to read that letter and determine what needs to happen. They use computers to determine what your argument is and what the appropriate response should be. And really all they're doing is they're going to the creditor that reported the data, their computer, and saying, hey, this person disputed this information. Is this what you in fact want to have reported? And what's lost in the mix is that you as the consumer are not the client. You're not the paying customer in this situation. Even if you buy a credit report once a year or whatever, the paying customer are the banks and lending institutions that have paid the money to report the information, and the customer is always right. So you really have to put together good legal arguments, well written. We cover a lot of tactics about how to, you know, construct these letters and how to get them in there in order to force their hand and make a human being actually read these letters and respond to them versus having their computerized system kick out a response saying, yep, we looked into it, and our customer said that this is the way it should be, so that's the way it is.
I thought one of the craziest things in that chapter, Gaming the System, in the book Your Score, you said to avoid getting just kicked out by the computer, maybe try writing on non-white paper, slightly off-color paper, and handwritten, because the computer can't read handwritten letters.
Yep, in cursive, in fact. Silly, right? But
yeah.
You've got to get around the system. Otherwise, if a computer reads it, you're toast. It's going to say, no thanks, we looked into it, what are you going to do? And 60 Minutes did a great piece called 40 Million Mistakes a few years ago about that's the number of Americans' credit reports they found that had errors on them. And they went into all the issues that people were having to correct this information. And the key is you really have to find out whether there's erroneous information on your credit report well in advance before you ever want to use it for like a home purchase or a business loan or any sort of thing where they're going to be checking your credit and giving you a rate that exists for a long time.
Let's talk about home loans, because this is probably one of the biggest purchases that most people are going to make is a home loan.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are walking in like complete neophytes and just kind of hoping for the best when they apply for a mortgage. What can we do to prep for a home purchase?
Yeah, the first thing is that you have to start well in advance. Before you purchase a property, you need to know exactly where you stand. You know, we cover in the book how to get the actual credit report that lending institutions are using. You need to do that definitely more than 90 days in advance before applying. You want to make sure what issues are there. You want to clean those up. Another key thing, as you know, we mentioned that your credit card balances have a significant impact. I always recommend zeroing them out or paying them down and then refraining from using them until after you get the loan, because that could make a profound difference on the interest rate that you get for the life of the loan. And that could be, depending on how much money you're borrowing, that could be hundreds of dollars per month just by making sure that you zero out your credit card balances. And then, you know, we'll definitely have to talk about collections at some point, too, because that's something that impacts 35% of people, but they don't know how to properly handle them. And I guarantee that everyone listening right now has handled a collection the incorrect way that damages their credit.
Mm. Hang on to that thought, and we'll dig into it as we continue our conversation. We're talking with Anthony Davenport, and he is the author of a new book, Your Score, An Insider's Secrets to Understanding, Controlling, and Protecting Your Credit Score. And this is really one of the better books that I've seen dealing with credit scores. And if you're thinking about anything to do with your credit, check this book out, Your Score, by Anthony Davenport. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're talking with Anthony Davenport. This is a really good book on credit scores. It's called Your Score, An Insider's Secrets to Understanding, Controlling, and Protecting Your Credit Score, Your Score, by Anthony Davenport. Anthony, right before the break there, you were talking about collections. It can happen. Somebody misses a payment. Maybe they just don't see the bill. It gets by them, or maybe times are tough and they get behind on their bills for a little bit. Something goes delinquent. It goes to collection. But most people don't understand what that really means.
Yeah, we included a pretty lengthy section in the book about how to deal with collections because almost everyone handles them the wrong way. So I'll start by how they originate. 35% of Americans have medical collections, and those are not the 35% that don't have health insurance. It's usually the people that have health insurance. And you go to the doctor, the hospital, the ER, and you know what happens at the end result of that? They bill your insurance company. What do insurance companies hate to do more than anything on God's green earth?
Pay claims.
Pay a claim in full. Yeah, they hate to pay claims in full. So they'll pay a partial bit of it. The leftover balance, you may or may not get in your explanation of benefits or whatever, but usually what they will do is they will sell the debt to a third-party debt collector who will then tell you, you know, they may write you, they may call you, but in most cases all they do is they put it on your credit report and figure out, well, when you want to use your credit, you're going to find this and you're going to deal with it and you'll pay us. But now how collections work is really crazy. In terms of how it impacts your FICO score, it doesn't matter the dollar amount. It could be for $5. It could be for $5,000. It doesn't matter when it originated. It could have originated 4 years ago. It could have originated a year ago. That doesn't matter to your FICO score. And it doesn't matter why. You know, it could be a medical collection. It could be because you forgot to take a cable box back or something like that. The only thing that matters to your FICO score with a collection is when they last updated the credit bureaus. And this is how it catches most people by surprise. If you're a responsible human being, you like to pay your bills, someone makes you aware that there was a bill, what are you going to do?
Respond.
You're going to pay it.
Yeah. So that then gets the clock ticking from the point of the payment.
Yeah. It's like admitting guilt. It's saying I'm guilty as charged. It updates the report date with the credit bureaus, and it will make your credit score plummet. For the average person, that's a hit of 50 to 70 points. It's a massive issue that one-third of us are dealing with right now, and almost everyone is dealing with it the wrong way.
So the right thing to do is just not respond?
It depends. So you may not want to respond at all. You know, we get into like what situations you just say, I'm going to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do want to pay it, you reach out to the debt collector, you offer them the money in exchange for them deleting it. But it's not quite that simple because they're not supposed to do that. Credit bureaus don't like them to do that. So, you know, you got to use the right strategies in order to really hit them so that they say, you know what, we'll take your money and we'll give you what you want.
Wow. You do know this stuff, I got to say. Anthony Davenport, the company in New York is Regal Credit Management. The book is Your Score, An Insider's Secrets to Understanding, Controlling, and Protecting Your Credit Score. And we didn't have enough time to get to some other areas that you dealt with in the book, including taking a look at identity theft, which is a huge issue now.
Massive.
Also, what happens if you have some sort of disaster, a divorce, foreclosure, bankruptcy, student loan debt, how to establish debt if you're trying to establish debt for the first time, the newbie out there. When it comes to real estate, there's much more than we covered today, and there are some big credit mistakes that people make and how they can avoid them and much, much more, including how to build the perfect credit profile. It's all in the book Your Score by Anthony Davenport. Anthony, well done. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Sinclair.